Hi everyone, I'm Shanna and I'm so looking forward to bringing what I feel God has been sharing with me over these past few weeks for you guys. So over these past few weeks we have been learning about how to be confident and what we should be holding fast to. We have learned about being confident in the Word, being confident in the cross, and being confident in the resurrection. And this week we are going to be unpacking how we can have confidence in the power of the Holy Spirit. So let me just begin first of all by saying that we can be confident in the power of the Holy Spirit because Jesus promised his followers that he would send the Spirit to be with us, to lead us and to fill us. He said in John 14, "If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you." He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. So this to me just shows how much he loves his followers. He wanted them to know that even though he would no longer be with them physically, they will not be alone and he would be present with them by the Spirit. He was going to speak to his Father to make sure that they wouldn't ever have to be alone again because of the Holy Spirit. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, Jesus comes to live in us. Andy Croft puts it like this: the key to living a full life, a life full of supernatural power, is to understand that the power is in the presence. As we are close to Jesus, so we will see him move in us and through us. The power is in the presence, and his presence is in us. I mean, these words are pretty incredible, that we have the power and presence of God living in us, that can move in us and through us, all because Jesus has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. So what is it that the Holy Spirit actually does? And how does the Holy Spirit give us confidence, I hear you say? Well, when you received Jesus into your life, you were born again. You were filled with the Holy Spirit. He actually chose to set up home inside us. Now, when you receive Jesus into your life, there will have been a change. It's impossible to remain the same after encountering Jesus. We were changed on the inside as we enter into this kingdom of God. Because when we give our lives to Jesus, the Holy Spirit transforms us. We become a new creation. In 2 Corinthians, it says, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun." At Pentecost, we see Peter receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit and then speaking boldly to the crowds that had gathered in Jerusalem. That is the same gift that is available to us that was available to them. "Each of you," it says in Acts, "each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you, to your children, and to those far away, all who have been called by the Lord our God." So you see, the Holy Spirit is a gift. We receive this gift when we turned away from our old lives and changed direction. This is not a gift that we deserved, but God lavished his love on us, showing us just how much he loves us, how he longs to have a relationship with us. Not only are our sins forgiven, but the Spirit tells us that we are now children of God. In Romans 8, it says, "So if you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves, instead you've received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father. For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children." You see, when the Holy Spirit comes to live in us, we become children of a king, heirs in the kingdom of God, adopted into his family. And with all that God has done for us, and now with the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, how can we not be changed when this happens? In Romans 12, we read a little bit of how this change is and how it affects us. "Don't copy the behaviour and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." He transforms our hearts, changes the way that we think, so that we have the power to leave behind the wrong things that we have done and instead walk with God, trusting him, knowing that he has the best for us. And it is because of his spirit within us that we can be strong even in our weaknesses, that we can boast in our weaknesses, as Paul says, because of the power of God living in us. Now, when I was younger, I used to love to build dens and forts. I don't know if any of you did. I sometimes even let my sister help or maybe come into the den if I was feeling particularly gracious. It would usually start off small with sheets and a few cushions. But then as we brought more and more toys in, or, you know, inevitably I maybe would let my sister in, there wasn't always enough room. So we had to make it bigger, add an extension onto the den. We would work to make the den bigger, leaving more room for all of the extra toys and cushions. And in the same way, the Spirit living within us is continually creating more room in us when we become more like Christ. Just like those dens I would build when I was younger, I inevitably would have to make more room. And the Holy Spirit is also creating more space so that we can receive more of God. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples in an incredible way. And some might think, well, that's them. They've had their fill. But it's not true. They continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit. God had more for them. Now, in Ephesians, Paul writes, "Don't be drunk with wine because that will just ruin your life. Instead, we should be filled with the Holy Spirit." Because you see, just like the disciples, no matter how powerful an encounter we have with the Holy Spirit, just like the disciples, there's always more. It's the gift that keeps on giving. God invites us into a deeper relationship with him, because as this relationship grows, the more we will experience the reality of his presence working in and through us. And as amazing and wonderful as the Holy Spirit is at work within us in this inner transformation, there is still more, because with God, there's always more. You see, the Holy Spirit also works outwardly through us, empowering us to share the good news of Jesus, which can, alongside with signs and wonders, demonstrate God's power at work. It's not through any power that we have or by trusting ourselves, but through the power of the Holy Spirit within us. In Alan Scott's book, Scattered Servants, he writes, essentially, Jesus said, "I am not restoring the kingdom at this time. I am releasing the kingdom at this time. And I am going to do it through you and with you. Every day, everywhere. Each of you will receive power to partner so that you can renew everything, everywhere. It will require relentless prayer and relentless patience, but I am calling each of you to release the kingdom that you're waiting for me to release over you. You are a royal priesthood, and my gift to the world is you. If we don't listen to the guiding of the Holy Spirit within us and share the good news of Jesus and demonstrate God's power at work, then who's going to do it? We have been called and commissioned to reach out to the lost, the lonely, and the broken. Is this something that is going to be a walk in the park or something that's going to come easy to us? I don't think so. I mean, I could be entirely wrong, and if that is your experience, then I would love to hear about it, because it's not been mine. More often than not, we might feel scared or embarrassed or just maybe feel like it's actually really kind of weird. It's like when you first learn to ride a bike. You aren't perfect first time round. It takes time and effort, and you have to work at it. You keep going until the weird and unnatural feeling becomes natural, and then you're off. You can ride a bike. The same can be said with ministering and the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, just like that bike, we have to learn how to do it. It will take time and effort, and we will have to work at it. Are we going to have times when we fall off? I mean, sure. But you just get back up, dust yourself off, and try again. I'm reminded of this song from the 90s, which says, if at first you don't succeed, I'll maybe sing it to you. If at first you don't succeed, pick yourself up and try again. You can dust it off and try again, try again. Oh, you're so lucky. Anyway, what a tune. Sounds much better when you listen to the actual song. And just like that, we have got to practice with the Holy Spirit. We are all just learning, training, trying to get from feeling uncomfortable to where maybe it doesn't feel quite so weird. So what are these signs and wonders exactly? Well, if we read 1 Corinthians 12, it fills us in on what some of these signs and wonders might include. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, the Spirit gives the same gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and the other the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still, another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. Now, at the beginning of this passage, we have this word gift again. I love this. God continues to give us good gifts, and not just for us so that we can puff our chests up and say, ah, look how amazing I am. I have the gift of healing. But the gifts are given so that we can help each other. We are meant to uplift and empower each other through these gifts. We are to use these in order to bring about the glory of God and to bring glory to God, to draw people closer to Him. Now, with all of the fake news going on in our culture just now, people can be so quick to dismiss the good news of Jesus, saying, ah, it's not true, fake news. But the Holy Spirit living within us and giving us these gifts allows us to demonstrate the power of God whether it be through sharing the word with someone, something that you could not possibly have known, or through healing a person physically. When we do this, it makes it much harder for people to pass it off as fake news because, well, it isn't. God lavishes these gifts on us for our church and the community, but also so that we can share his love to those who don't know him, because his heart longs for those that don't know him to meet with him. He is so for the lost and the lonely and the broken. Now, over the past few months, Lorraine and I have been heading out into the streets in Falkirk to pray for the town and to speak to people about Jesus through our Encounter School of Mission course, ESOM for short. And each week we have time of teaching and praying for each other, and we have time to share stories about what God has been doing through us as we step out into our towns and cities to speak to people and offer to pray for them. Now, there have been many times, I can tell you, where I have felt terrified at the thought of having to speak to complete strangers, offering to pray with them. I felt embarrassed thinking, what are they going to say to me? Are they going to think I'm completely crazy? And to be honest, it was completely, and is still completely, out of my comfort zone. You see, we are learning, and we are learning to overcome those barriers, to push them aside and to lean on the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit wants to partner with us. Now, we have prayed for people and we've had great chats with people, but we've also had moments where people didn't want prayer and they didn't want to have to chat to us. And that's okay too, because we're still learning. And it has been a lesson in having to put our confidence in the Holy Spirit, because on our own, it just wouldn't work. There would have been no point heading out into the town and doing it in our own strength. Instead, we've had to lean on the Holy Spirit to lead us and give us courage when we don't have it. We get to make a choice. We can choose to conform to what the world expects of us, or we can be transformed, make a choice for our lifestyles to look more like the image of God. With the Holy Spirit working in us and making more and more room for God, we get to choose whether or not we partner with the Holy Spirit. It might make us uncomfortable. It might make us have to take steps out of our comfort zone. But I can say without a doubt that it's 100% worth it. Now, each Tuesday night, we meet online for our ESOM course, for teaching and ministering to each other and with story time. And story time is great. We share with each other what God has been doing, and share how God has used them and incredible things that he has done during the week. And we've heard amazing stories of people being healed of physical injuries or conditions, stories of people coming to know Jesus for the very first time and being spiritually and emotionally healed, and them receiving breakthrough because of the Holy Spirit. Lives have been completely changed and transformed by the incredible power of the Holy Spirit. And the thing is, these signs and wonders that we read about in the Bible or hear about happening today should be an expectation, not the exception. These miraculous signs and wonders are not just for a moment, but they're meant to be part of our lifestyle, meant to be ever increasing, because God always wants to give us more and to do more. As I was reflecting on the Holy Spirit and how he's worked through me, it made me think of a situation with a friend of mine. She and her husband had been trying for a baby for a while and they weren't having much luck. And I remember standing at the photocopier when she was busy working on the computer behind me, and God gave me a picture of something he wanted me to share with her. Now, I actually can't remember what the picture was. I do remember that it had something to do with Shark Tale, the movie Shark Tale. God speaks to me in some random way sometimes. So, in a stumbly sort of way, I said that God sometimes speaks to me in pictures, and I think he wants me to share this with you about your situation. And she was very grateful and encouraged. And then a few weeks later, she came and excitedly to tell me that they were pregnant. And it was so exciting. However, the pregnancy was pretty tough. And I would pray for her each morning. And one morning I felt like God was saying that he wanted me to go into her room that morning and ask to pray for her. And it wasn't to just be a one-off. It was I want you to go into her room every morning and pray for her. So again, I went into her room and I asked if it was okay if I pray for her. And she said, yeah, that would be great. So I was able to lay hands on her and pray for her and for this baby she was carrying. And the Holy Spirit, I didn't know what words to say, but the Holy Spirit gave me words and just released peace over her. And now over the months, it just became so clear that God was so for her. And now she has a beautiful baby girl and she is an amazing mum. I could have so easily brushed off what God was saying and how the Holy Spirit was leading me, because it would have been the easy thing to do. Actually, I had loads of other things that I could have been doing instead. But because I knew it was from God and I had a peace about it from God, I knew that he was so for her. And if I didn't do it, then she wouldn't have had that peace released over her by the Holy Spirit. I had to lean in even when I felt embarrassed and when I felt nervous, thinking that she might just think, oh, she's being really weird again. And the Holy Spirit gave me confidence that I needed, because I knew this sounded exactly like something that God would do. It had his fingerprints all over it. And the exciting thing is that it's not just for a few select people who are super holy, but it's for everyone who has let Jesus into their heart. Everyone gets to play, as John Wimber would say. We all get a chance to learn and practice and grow in these spiritual giftings. In Galatians 3, it says, I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course not. It's because you believe the message you heard about Christ. You see, God chooses to partner with us despite our weakness. Not because we follow the letter of the law and get things right all the time, but because of this hope that we have in Jesus. And what's more, when we see or hear a story of someone being healed or of breakthrough, then that becomes available for us too. If we can see it, then we can do it. We have to believe that this is an expectation that we will see and not just think that it's an exception. In Luke 11, it says, you fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? God loves to give us gifts. You wouldn't give a child a snake or a scorpion as a gift, because that's just crazy. And if we know how to give good gifts, then how much more will God give us if we only ask? He can be trusted to give us good gifts. We need to trust him, knowing that he is faithful. If we want to see the kingdom of God break out in our community, in our towns, cities, nation, then we have to partner with the Holy Spirit, unleashing this power to everyone, everywhere, every day. It's not just a once a week on a Sunday, and that's when I'll do my church stuff. Are we going to get it right every time? Probably not. Are there going to be times when we bottle it? More than likely. I know I have. More times than I can count. But does that mean that we should give up? And I hope you'll agree with me that that is a huge no. It's how we learn. Remember, we're all just practicing. And the thing is, and this thing that is so good, that God won't ever give up on using us with the Holy Spirit partnering with us. You see, we are God's plan A and B and C, all the way through to Z. We can be confident in this Holy Spirit because God has got our backs. He is for us. And we can be confident in the Holy Spirit's witness to us that we belong to God and that our identity is found in Him. Through us, He will draw others to trusting in Jesus' power to save. We might not be able to meet all together in a building just now and have church, but exciting things happen when the church leaves the building. Alan Scott puts it this way: when the church leaves the building, the presence of Jesus comes in power. Power to change lives, power to set people free, power to clothe them in their right mind, power to make a difference wherever scattered servants like you go. When we broaden our awareness of who the kingdom is for, we can't stand for the kingdom not to be around. Oh man, like how good is that? I've got like shivers just like reading it. Why would we want to settle for less? To settle for people remaining brokenhearted? To settle for people not getting to hear the good news of Jesus that we have got to share? To settle for those who are lonely staying that way? And why should we settle when we have the power of the Holy Spirit residing inside us and having the authority to use this power? Imagine how different our world would look if we just have confidence in who we were made to be, in our identity as a son or daughter of God, that we have the authority, the power to change this world through the Holy Spirit, with God fully backing us and cheering us on. Like Alan Scott said, we can't stand for the kingdom not to be around. So I guess the takeaway is that we can be confident in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reminds us that we have been adopted into God's family. We are His and He so loves us. The Holy Spirit helps us to keep on growing and expanding and helping us to become more like Jesus each day as we listen and learn. The Holy Spirit empowers us to share with others the love that God has for them, that He is for them and longs to have a relationship with them. The Holy Spirit uses us despite our weaknesses, making us bold and filling us with the faith that we need to, as we step out into this world, bringing the good news. So I'm just going to pray over us, and I kind of feel that as I've been speaking that there are some people watching who, like, you want that, like you want to receive more of the Holy Spirit and you want to practice more of these spiritual gifts. And I also get the sense of there are people watching who you have got people in mind, as I've been speaking through, that you know God is so wanting you to tell them how much He loves them. And so I guess my encouragement would be that you would just step out and take that risk. So I'm just going to pray for us just now. Holy Spirit, would you just come and rest on us just now, God? Lord, I thank you for your word and I thank you for your gift of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray that you would just release your Holy Spirit over everyone who is watching. Father God, would they receive confidence in who you have made them to be? God, that they would know that their identity is found in you. Father God, I pray that you would bring people to the forefront of our minds that you want us to speak to. And God, would you make us bold and courageous? And God, would you lead us by your Spirit to take a risk for you and to go out and speak to them? Yeah. God, I just pray that you would help us to be confident in your Spirit, knowing that you are for us and that you are cheering us on. God, with you and us, we have the power to change this world. Yeah. Amen.